I mean, you punched that baby.
Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
How is your hand?
I can't even make a fist.
Ugh.
I tell you right now, though, I'm so angered by seeing that, I wish I could go out and punch that baby again.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver. Made sure that she was dead.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Airing of the grievances, it is the custom here. Yours could be first, next, last. We'll take plenty of them today at 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson, I thought immediately of Ron, you know, punching a baby. Most politicians, they try to show a little love and affection for the children, at least the little children, the baby children. I could see Ron punching a baby if he thought it would help him win a third term in the U.S. Senate. Didn't want to punch that baby, felt like he owed it to him. 844-967-2789, Julie from Minneapolis. Listening, I hope, on AM 950. Welcome, Julie.
Yeah, I am. See, this isn't why I called, but I was off by one digit on your phone, and I got some porn station because
wow.
They answered, I'm a really bad little girl. I'm a really bad girl. Oh, dear. So I think it's good that you, inform us on the correct number.
Well, our phone number is 844-9696. But it ends with party, P-A-R-T-Y.
Ah.
So we purposefully got party, you know, because we are the Friday political party around here, Julie.
Oh.
And, if it's close to somebody else's soiree, if you will, Julie, if someone's got a similar party line, if you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm sorry you misdialed.
Well, that's okay. I wanted to talk about one irritating thing. There's so many, obviously. One really horrific thing regarding the Republicans and children is, I think all your listeners should realize that for over 50 years, the Republican Party has had a goal of eliminating public schools. And, that's what the big dark money wants. That's what the not so big and not dark money wants of the Republican Party. And so that's the thing that really, really gets to me. What do you think?
Well, I think there has certainly been an effort afoot here in this state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin was sort of the birthplace of the voucher school movement. And it's been going on for 25 years. And we have seen the resources drained out of the Milwaukee school district. And, you know, I know they're doing the best they can, and there are still 75,000 kids, I believe, in that district. But there are like 30,000 kids that have been pulled into other alternative districts at the taxpayer's dollar. Often they are church-related schools, and I don't think they've ever properly litigated whether it's appropriate to use the public tax dollars to fund church schools. But setting that issue aside, I think it undermines the school districts. I wish the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, had been a little more adamant in utilizing that issue, which is certainly near and dear to Republicans, as a point of leverage, if nothing else, Julie. If you want your voucher schools, if you want to continue to have this uncapped mandate, this parallel school district, because we have a constitutional mandate, I believe, in the state of Wisconsin to provide a free public school education. But we can't afford to provide two parallel districts' fundings. So if we continue to bleed off the commons, off the public, at the expense or to the benefit of voucher schools that cannot provably demonstrate they've got better outcomes, that often eliminate kids like mine, who is on the autism spectrum and has an IEP, well, they don't have to take kids like that. The public schools do.
The Koch brothers have actually said many years ago that they don't want public schools. And they've actually said, of course, they don't believe in Social Security or Medicare, too. So this is a nationwide effort, too. So thanks for your time.
Well, I appreciate it, Julie. And I think it's almost segregationist in this way. If you continue to diminish the public schools, those with resources, they pull their kids out. They want a better education. You know, God forbid, my kid should have to go to school that is less than a quality school. I think we all feel that way as parents. I made a purposeful effort to live in a good school district. I know lots of people that do. But I also had the resources. I had the ability, the wherewithal to move if I thought my district wasn't doing and being what it could be for my children. Not everyone has that. Not everyone can just get up and uproot their lives. So, the argument being put forth by Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin and nationwide, let's not forget the last president put Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is the champion of taking from the commons and giving to the private. You know, it's amazing to me how these Republicans, these supposed capitalists, you know, what do? They privatize the profits, and of course they socialize the losses. Anyways, 844-967-2789. So I'm sorry for those of you outside the great state of Wisconsin. I'm sorry that you got to hear so much about my dumb senator, Rojo, Ron Johnson. But the problem is, well, first and foremost, he's from Minnesota, so we blame you folks. But above and beyond that, he is sort of a national laughingstock. There is one other tremendously big breaking story of the great state of Wisconsin, and this is national news as well. Remember the fraudulent Trump electors, the Republicans that went out and said, you know, we're the alternative electors. In fact, we're the valid electors. We're the fraudulent Trump electors. Well, here in the great state of Wisconsin, we chose Joe Biden at the ballot box. But there were 10 false Trump electors that tried to claim, no, they were duly elected. And they have been subpoenaed, at least two of them. Kelly Rue, R-U-H, I hope I'm saying her name right. By the time she gets fully indicted, I'm sure I'll learn how to pronounce her name properly. And an attorney, the former Republican Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Andrew Hitt, also subpoenaed by the January 6th committee over their fraudulent efforts to, you know, pretend like they were valid Trump electors. So that's kind of a big deal. We'll talk about that. We got a fine guest joining us next. Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, national polling on the Supreme Court and Biden v. Trump 2.0. Tell you all about it. Charles Franklin, when we come back.